From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 50 dead in shooting at gay club. A gunman behind the killing of 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early today has reportedly been identified as Omar Sadiqi Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. An FBI official said the mass shooting is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Police stormed the building, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing club goers trapped inside. Another 53 people were wounded. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters about the police response.
Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, an assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him.
Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress at last in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of National Accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success and encourage militias loyal to a rival government to defect. FIFA, the international governing body of soccer, says idiotic troublemakers caused shameful violence at football games Saturday in two French cities, and the organization strongly condemns the unrest. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the state velodrome. After the European Cup tournament game ended in a tie, Russian supporters charged the English side. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is condemning Saturday's deadly attacks on a Shiite shrine in a Damascus suburb. A statement from Ban said reports from local monitor groups in Syria said several civilians, including women and children, were killed and many others wounded in what he called an appalling terror attack claimed by ISIL. The UN chief said those responsible for attacks on civilians must be held accountable. The International Labor Organization is spearheading a global campaign to stamp out child labor, which victimizes 168 million children worldwide. To mark this year's World Day Against Child Labor, a panel of experts focused on the abusive and widespread practice of child labor in international supply chains. Lisa Schlein reports from ILO headquarters in Geneva.
Children work for low or no pay in abusive, slave-like, and dangerous conditions in agriculture, fishing, garment industries, electronics, manufacturing, and in the mineral extractive sector. The panelists agree a key element in eradicating child labor is to provide decent jobs to adults and youth of working age. Some of the participants are calling on the ILO to enact a convention on supply chains that spells out the rules for ending child labor in this complex global system. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump spoke to a Pennsylvania rally where he criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting trickle-down racism. Trump replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Obama.
I backed John McCain big league, and he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Authorities in southern China say at least three people are missing and thousands of other people have been trapped in their homes since floods inundated villages in Guizhou province late last week. The local weather bureau says massive rainstorms saturated the region, in which as much as 13.4 centimeters of rains, causing landslides in some areas, cutting off power and making roads impassable. The Philippines' outgoing president has cautioned his fellow citizens to be avid about defending their freedoms and democracy as a new hardline president is set to take office. Benigno Aquino, speaking today on the 118th anniversary of the country's Declaration of Independence, warned President-elect Rodrigo Duterte could take an authoritarian path reminiscent of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.